It says, but, people strive about words to no profit. Words that don't, they say, well, here it says, Kenite, that's a son of Cain. Oh, what's this? It doesn't profit you. It doesn't make you more like Christ.
I know who the Kenites are. I know who true Israel is. It's really the Anglo-Saxon race.
Does that profit anyone anything? It's more from my old teacher. I guess the reason it's coming to my heart is because we're about to name some more heretics. Verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And the word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. Here's a stamp. This is the foundation of God. The Lord knows them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. How about that for your gospel? How about that for your foundation of God? Depart from iniquity. Paul here is naming names, taking names. Hymenaeus, Philetus. Their word is a canker, and it has eaten as a canker. You know why? Every Christian denomination, at least among all the Orthodox ones, teach this heresy. What heresy? That the resurrection is past already. No, not meaning that it's over. What do they say? Brethren, I would not have you be concerned about those people which are in heaven, because our dead relatives are in heaven, and they've already been raised from the dead. They're already in heaven. They're looking down from the portals up there. Oh, yes. I can't wait to die and go to heaven. Oh, what do you mean? Well, when I die, I'm going to float up.
You mean you're going to go to heaven?
Well, what about the resurrection? Well, that's not the resurrection. Well, what is it then? It's just what happens when you die. You go somewhere. Who taught you this? The scriptures weren't taught you that. Though there are some scriptures that would give people that impression. But they are set there as stumbling blocks. I think of the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. I'm not going to get into that now. But that is not doctrine. That is a mockery of doctrine of the Pharisees. The Pharisees taught the same thing. That after you die, you go to Abraham's bosom. There's no such thing as Abraham's bosom. Yeah! No such thing! People in heaven and hell talking to each other, blah, 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 blah. It's all nonsense of false doctrine. The scriptures declare, and the prophets, and the Old Testament, and Jesus himself, he says, the hour is coming, and now is, when all that are in their graves shall hear my voice and come forth. Some to everlasting life, some to everlasting damnation. Whatever, something like that. The dead got to come out of their graves.
Well, when the rapture comes, we're going to return from heaven, go collect our bodies.
Oh, wait, what are you doing? So up in heaven, you're just a disembodied spirit?
Well, no, there's a heavenly body and there's an earthly body, and we're in a spiritual kind of... So there's no resurrection from the dead, really. But in truth...
See, Paul and I don't give my adversaries what they like. Anyone who teaches that when you die, you go to heaven, denies the resurrection, and is teaching as Hymenaeus and Philetus, they have overthrown their faith and saying the resurrection is already going on now. In fact, the word resurrection is past already. Is this, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection even now is come. That's how it's phrased in Greek. Saying the resurrection has come even now. I mean, the dead are even raised now. The dead are already raised with Christ. They're not lying on the ground waiting, sleeping, as the Apostle Paul taught. No. The dead are even now. Because, you know what, this is again. After the rudiments of the world, after the perversity of man, after what man wants to believe, this idea that the dead are just waiting for something drives people nuts. They want to think that the people are in heaven or something. Honestly, I told my kids this, and they found it very comforting. Like when you die, it's like sleeping without dreams. It's death. As every man knows, when he stares death in the face, you know exactly what death is. If you've ever seen someone dead, you know that's death. It is unconsciousness. As it says in the Old Testament, in that very day, their thoughts perish. The day they die, your thoughts perish. You have no thoughts. Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 3 taught the same thing. He said this. I'll read it because it's worth reading here since we got on this, the resurrection has been brought up here. It's worth reading. Look at. Actually, it's Acts chapter 2. Sorry. Verse 29. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us to this day. Nobody's really in heaven. He's not really dead and buried. Oh, just his body. Well, Peter's going to say, well, his body is buried, but his spirit is in heaven. If he wanted to teach that doctrine, that's what he could have said. He could have said, his body's on the earth, but David is ascended into the heavens. The person himself, like his consciousness, is with God. He could have said that, but he didn't say that, did he? He said, no, let me speak to you freely, which means frankly. Let me speak frankly to you. David is dead and buried. Your mother is dead and buried. Your father is dead and buried. They're dead and buried. They, the person, is dead and buried in the ground. That is where they go. Jesus. Now Jesus, look at. He being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, who would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Verse 31, he's seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell. Hell, there's several words translated hell, unfortunately, in the Bible. This one is Hades, which means the grave. It answers to the Hebrew word sheol, which meant the grave.